Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second, the second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Jackson moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Jackson moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bertel. Bertel throws it away. That's an error on Bertel. Jackson scores. Hunt moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2. And the Cubs won. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ott pinch runs for Len Gabrielson. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Taylor to McMillan and they have Ott trapped. There's the throw over to Hunt, covering first, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burkell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burkell. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Burkell steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Ott now playing right field. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Cowan reaches third base with a triple. Rogers scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cowan scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Willard Hunter now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.